G'day, it's Phil Edwards, Vision CEO here, with a quick invitation to become part of this amazing beacon of hope called Vision. Together we can put our love into action to help people of all kinds build or rebuild their lives on the truth of God. Please consider the part you can play during our upcoming Visionathon appeal, remembering that it's your support that makes Vision possible, including this podcast.
Audio on demand from Vision Christian Media.
Exploring faith and the future. Neil Johnson and Bible teacher, Dr. Camille Majdali.
We've been talking about why grow spiritually and a focus on that time that so many believers spend each day called a quiet time with the prayer and the praise, with the use of a devotional. Today, Camille, let's talk about the use of music in a quiet time, because for some people, popping on their favourite CD, maybe it's a worship CD, a praise CD, it has a tremendous impact on the atmosphere where people are brought into, as it were, the presence of God.
Well, Neil, it is absolutely correct what you're saying. Music is a gift from God. Now, it is possible that Satan has hijacked some music and it's not very edifying for people, but we do believe music comes from the Lord, and we do believe that the Holy Spirit births new songs in our heart. That's Psalm 40. When it comes to the issue of music and your devotional life, I know there's some people, many people, as a matter of fact, whether they listen to CDs or whether they listen to the Christian radio stations, they need and desire music in their life, and lots of it. Everybody is different, but I believe all of us have an affinity to music. If I dare say, I'd like to aim for what I call quality Christian music. And what do I mean by that? I simply mean the song is from God, it has His anointing upon it, and when that song goes forth and you hear it, you feel you're just drawn in to the throne room. I believe there's enough music out there to fit that categorization. So yes, if it will help you with prayer and praise in your devotional life to have some music, either in the background or overtly, by all means, bring it in.
So the choice of music is important. And when you've got that music that inspires you in such a way, something like perhaps what you might hear when you go along to your Sunday worship at your church, and the songs that are being sung are drawing you into the presence of the Lord. Those are the sorts of songs to choose specifically because they are, in fact, edifying to your spirit and they are producing in you this desire to be able to be in the presence of the Lord and communicating by way of prayer and praise and all these other things we've been talking about as we get spiritually fit.
Yes, choosing the right songs are important, and let's face it, there's some music really gets us going. It either inspires us, it makes us want to worship, it makes us want to stop doing what we're doing, crumble to our knees, and just offer God our all. That's a great experience. But let me also put this in mind. We need to be, in this whole issue of spiritual growth, cognizant that the more we are filled with the Holy Spirit, the more we grow spiritually. Now, it's interesting in that exhortation of Ephesians 5, verse 18, which says, "And be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord." There's one side where we listen to music that's already produced and we are ushered into the presence. But I actually believe, Neil, that every Spirit-filled believer, no matter whether they have a gift for music or not, a good singing voice or not, and shall we say, an adeptness at instruments or not, all of us can become, shall we say, walking iPods as we are filled with the Spirit. And God doesn't actually care whether our voice is good or not, or we're playing an instrument or not. Ultimately, we should be singing to the Lord from the Holy Spirit. By all means, bring the other kind of music already produced from others, but I believe that God and heaven will stop and take notice as you are overflowing in the Holy Spirit You allow him to put a new song in your mouth. You know what'll happen? Heaven will be sown with great seeds of praise and prayer, and then the blessings will begin to flow without limit.
Faith and the Future with Neil Johnson and Dr. Camille Majdali from Teach All Nations. For more from Dr. Majdali, including books and DVDs on prophecy, Bible commentaries, plus today's and other episodes of Faith and the Future, go to vision.org.au.
Thanks for taking time to listen to this audio on demand from Vision Christian Media. To find out more about us, go to vision.org.au.